stop to think that God desires a relationship with us so much that he was willing to leave the riches and glory of heaven, willing to be tempted just as we are, mocked, scorned, ridiculed, beaten, crucified. But while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. You see, he sees each of us as a pearl of great price, worth whatever is required to purchase us and have us for his own. And then, because he desires that deep intimacy with us, he paid for us in his own blood and rose up to seal that transaction and then call us into a relationship with him. But we don't have to wait until heaven to enjoy that intimate relationship. He delights in our presence. His thoughts toward us outnumber the very sands of the sea. And before he laid the foundations of the earth, before time began, we were on his mind. And he destined us to be his very own. And he says this, "Child, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and to give you hope and a future. Oh Lord, we love you. We bless you and crown you king. We proclaim that you are the Lord and the destiny of every believer's heart."